This is PodTech.net. I'm Catherine Giraudot. Google announced this week it's ready to launch video advertising on the web. The move positions Google to compete with television for advertising dollars. Well, Google isn't the first company to put video ads on the internet. So what's the news in this announcement? We called Andrew Frank, a media analyst with Gartner, in his New York office to see if he could shed some light. Frank said the launch of Google's video ads is probably more significant for the advertising marketplace than for Google itself. But he also said Google's approach to video advertising is unique. For one thing, the consumer has to choose to watch the ad by clicking on it. We asked Frank what he thought of this as a strategy for both Google and advertisers.
Well, actually, I think that's a very smart strategy on Google's part. I think that creating the opportunity for consumers to click on the ads as opposed to running them automatically turns them from annoying distractions into something engaging that the user can opt in on. So I actually think that although some advertisers might complain about that, I think on the whole it's probably a good thing both for the advertisers and for the community at large.
What are some of the unique aspects of this new strategy?
Well, I think the idea of placing video ads in spots that were previously associated with display ads is pretty innovative, as well as creating that standard opt-in feature where you have to click on the button to see the ad, and then creating the marketplace for advertisers to be able to upload their videos and get them into the network. That also is a pretty new idea.
And what do you think about user behavior with this particular strategy? I mean, I would assume that either the user has to really be interested in the product already, or there has to be something about the opening screen of the video that's going to grab their attention and make them want to watch it.
Yeah, I think that the success is probably going to vary a lot depending on how well the context is matched up with the content of the ad. The example that Google gives on their blog is quite compelling of, you know, if you're looking for travel destinations in a certain place and a bed and breakfast can put up a video that complements the content very well, that seems like a very compelling example. I can imagine a lot of other examples that might not work so well.
And what do you think of Google hosting the ads for other websites on its server as a strategy? I mean, do you think this is going to bring Google closer to Yahoo as far as selling internet advertising?
Well, Google has clearly already invested a lot in building a video platform, so I think that leveraging that investment is probably a good thing. On the other hand, I still think I see a four-way race here. I think that Google Video will certainly meet up with Yahoo's new ad system, which they're planning to release next quarter. So we'll see, I think, a lot of new innovations from them. Microsoft Ad Center will certainly have some kind of video component, and the integration with Vista and Microsoft Live tie-ins and things like that suggest that they're certainly focused on this medium. And lastly, AOL just purchased Lightning Cast, which is an online video insertion, ad insertion technology platform. And so I don't think you can call this race over by any stretch.
Mm-hmm. So, Andrew, is there anything else you want to say on this topic before we close?
I just think it's a great time to be watching these companies innovate at such a remarkable pace. I mean, it seems like every week there's a new announcement of new features and new innovations in the video and online advertising space. And I think it's making the web a very exciting place to spend time.
Definitely. Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast. I've been speaking with Andrew Frank, who's a research director for Gartner in the media space.